Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him.
Minister LaDon, you know, I had been out last week. I was a heel resistant sickness, and I was out pushing. And so then I've been back to work this week, and I was definitely healing. And then I felt myself. I did some things, got in the midst of dust, and started feeling myself like,
training.
I felt myself like having a relapse.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, Minister LaDon got into the studio, and I said, I'm going to give me some tea. And all of a sudden, I start hearing that chant, to be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic. And then I guess say, I see you acting your way into a feeling instead of feeling your way into action. And glory to God, I am. I'm acting my way into a feeling because I am excited. I know the Holy Spirit going to show up on tonight. I'm done.
Well, thank you for that testimony, and tonight is going to be filled with awesome testimonies. We have in the studio with us one of our dear friends and sisters in the Lord. I've known her for, I think, about at least 5 or 6 years now, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong. She definitely will correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen her grow in the Lord. You're hearing that. That's probably one of the first things she's going to do is probably... Oh, no. But I have seen her much in the Lord, and we were having a conversation this weekend, and I said, you know what, I got with Coach D, and we said we really need to bring her onto the show so that she can just share a word to bless our listeners. And we are talking about none other than Evangelist will let Marie Hurst, and I will let her come on and say hello and tell us a little bit about herself. Are you there,
Woo! Jess? Thank you, ladies. Of course I'm in the house. And, of course, Minister LaDon, it's been 7 years since we have been since we've been family. It's been since God has blessed me with the Boss family, and it changed my life. And I am so amazed and so honored to be on the show tonight and to be in the presence of two great women of God.
You mean three,
Amen.
Because you have to count yourself in there.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
I do. Amen.
Because God is taking you so far, and I definitely want you to share it. And the reason why I'm saying that you have to count yourself is because I remember when you first came through the doors here. When we talk about Boss and Vertical Leap, one thing I want our listeners to know is that we all come out of the same ministry. I know you hear a lot of people talking about TDJ. You hear a lot of people talking about different bishops. We have our mentors, who are Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and we've come out of this powerful, awesome ministry.
Woo!
So you're going to talk about that evening, because that's how we are connected, especially with our sis, Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst. But one of the things I want to share is that, of course, when you first came through the door, little be known to everybody was the powerhouse and the anointing that God has on your life. And so when you talk about powerful women, you definitely have to include, you know, the creation that you are, who God has called you to be. So, again, you know, we are just as excited as you are to be on the show. We're thanking you for gracing our show with your presence. But, you know, I've been babbling. I would love for you to start sharing about your first days coming through the seminar, what brought you here, and then we're going to go on this journey of where God has taken you since then.
Okay, amen. When I came through that door, I wasn't Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst. I was a broken woman that didn't know who I was. I was a follower of many. Because my parents couldn't give me what they didn't have in me, I didn't know who I was. I just thought I was somebody that didn't have any kind of purpose. I was a follower. If I hung out with you and I thought you were an awesome person, that you had both parents, and I would hang around with you for a little while, and then I'll find out, well, hey, I'm just smarter than them, so let me go on to the next person, the next person, the next person. Then I got married, and then I wasn't raised in the church. So then I got married, and then my husband's family was raised in the church, and then one auntie took me under her wing, and I started to follow God. But then I noticed that even going to church, I was getting into storms after storms after storms, and I was being depleted. But then somebody told me, another family member said, I'm spiritually anorexic. I said, I feel like I'm going to church, but it's not changing me. I'm really saddened. Uh-huh. I'm depressed. And then so they told me about Boston Movement, that your life will never be the same. And I took that advice 7 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, and I do want our listening audience to hear the difference, because we keep saying Boston Movement. Boston Movement is for the youth, and the Vertical Leaps is a seminar that's for adults. And definitely in going through the seminar, your life will never be the same. One of the things I want to just expound upon is, one, that you said that you adapted the characters of other people that you happened to meet that you admired. And, you know, so many of us do the same thing. That's one of the reasons that we have you on the show, is because there's a lot of us in the kingdom who are walking around, and we're in this mold where we're stuck in between being and we're stuck in between becoming and being. And so we know that we have this feeling and this thing on the inside that's telling us that we are so much more than what our minds have identified ourselves as. And we see that person and we think about that person, but it seems like we can't quite touch that person. But we're able to see all those qualities in somebody else around us. We're able to get next to Sister so-and-so who's so wise and so smart, or Sister so-and-so who can sing and seems like she has it all together, or Brother so-and-so who manages his money perfectly. We see all of these qualities in other people, and it's like we don't allow ourselves to walk in those same qualities. So as you said that, I wanted to just make sure that I expanded upon that a little bit. And then also I love how you said that your parents couldn't put into you what they didn't have in themselves. And so I want our listeners to understand, too, is that when we, again, when we're caught in this place between becoming and being, we are downloading that into the children that we're raising. And so everything that we see negative about ourselves or not so good about ourselves, we see it in our children, too. A lot of times we don't recognize that we see it in our children, but we see it in our children, too. So if you think that you're not good enough when you have your children and you're going into different social events, you start thinking that your children are not good enough as well. And you start identifying your children with the same
dysfunction.
Exactly. You took the word. Thank you, sis. Thank you so much. Behaviors and downloading those into our youth. You know, I heard you say that these are places where you were, but how did you come to this place of recognizing it and doing something about it?
When I came to Boss, I have been learning, I have been getting the word of God, but my diet wasn't on point. I was eating certain things, but I wasn't eating the stuff that was telling me who I was. When I came to Vertical Leap or Boston Movement, it told me as a Christian that I had birthrights, confidence, courage, hope, belief, faith, trusting God is the source of my hope, not man or woman. So I was looking for power from people and committing idolatry and not adultery to God. So I was giving power to everybody else. And so when I gave power to everybody else, I was looking for them to glorify who I was, to tell me who I was, instead of looking to the source of my hope. So when I learned how to change my diet and I started eating correctly, then I knew that evangelist will let Marie Hurst, I am that person. Then I started walking in who God has called me to be. I started walking in my power. I started worshiping. I started praising God for who he is and who he's called me to be. When I was growing up, I had been molested. I had been in a girl's home. I had been through so much traumatic stuff that should have broke me to no existence. But God made my crooked way straight when he gave me a home with Boss, when he told me who I was and whose I was. And now I can walk in that power and anointing. And on one other thing, and I started to interject on what you were saying, broken kids come from broken parents.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I love how you talked about that you were eating the things, you weren't eating the things that told you who you were. And, you know, a lot of times when we are in church and you hear those words, for some reason you don't associate it with yourself. When you hear about the miracles, when you hear about, you associate it with that God is good, but that God does all of this for everybody else except for you.
Yes.
You know, and start hearing about how wonderful everybody else is, or seeing the power of God in everybody else's life, and you're stuck in that place of wondering, how do I get the power of God in my life? You know, you talked about the struggle. You talked about, again, you were talking about, you know, I was eating the wrong things, and then I started eating the right things. I want you to share a little bit about that struggle between, again, we're talking about the difference between becoming and being, because the anointing is in the becoming. Everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to, you know, I am. I'm, when I step out into the world, I'm the anointed sis, I'm the anointed brother, I have it all together. But there's a point before you have
experience.
Exactly.
With, you know, from the time you left Egypt to the time you got to the promised land, there was this in-between time.
This shake-ups, this struggle.
That built our characters.
And so how, share with
the
our
wilderness.
Listening audience. Yeah, I want you to share with our listening audience the ways that you let go of who you thought you were and grasped onto who you knew you were, because I think that's where we get lost a lot. That old I thought that I was or I think that I am wants to hold on to us and wrap its arms around us and keep us as its prisoner
remind us
of our past. But how were you able to continuously let that image go so that you can walk into your now and your purpose?
How I started was, it was a long journey. Who I am today is way different than who I was before. It was so bad growing up because my mother, just like you give your parents words, their authority for the respecter of who they are. They tell you who you are because they're the training ground to prepare you for the world. My mother couldn't give me, like I said, what she didn't have in me. So she would say words that she didn't know what she was doing back then, because we hear 25 negative words to one positive word. So I believe what she told me about myself. She told me I wasn't going to amount to anything. She told me that my sister was smarter than me. So I carried those wounds in me. So a lot of times they say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. That's the biggest untruth I have ever heard in my life. If I walked up to you and I socked you, you would heal quicker than those words that I was walking around for almost 50 years. So because of those words that was impacted in my life, when I went to school, if I was late for school, I would miss class because I didn't want you to look at me. And I would miss class because I didn't want no attention on me. So going through life, I just kept being in the background, being everybody else's flunky, because I didn't know who I was. My name is Willette. That was different in itself. So everything about me was different from anybody I ever met. When I came to Boston Movement, I know we keep saying Boston Movement, because Boston Movement taught me how to apply the word of God to my life. To apply the word, to listen to what God said about me and not what man or woman said about me. When I came to the first vertical leap and I was introduced to Coach Al Hollingsworth, he met me and he said, "You're anointed and you're intelligent and you know it." That is the first positive words that was marked in my life that started the transformation to Coach Willette Hurst, to Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst, and the transformation began. Amen.
And how old were you when you first came through, if you don't mind sharing with our audience? Because I want our audience to understand a couple of things. One, that you don't have to continue to hold on to the lie that the world is telling you that you are. You don't have to continue to hold on to the bad habits. You don't have to continue to hold on to the past. At any moment, you can choose to say, you know what? It's never too late. So can you share with us, how old were you when you first started hearing and receiving positive words into your spirit, rebuilding who you are now?
My birthday was actually the the day after Christmas, and I just actually turned 50. I didn't start walking into who you see today until I was 43 years old. So I was going through this world blindly for 43 years, not knowing who I was, not knowing that I was God's greatest miracle, not knowing that I had a purpose in my life. And, yes, you can, whatever you have been through in your life, whether your mom wasn't there, your dad wasn't there, whatever, you have a big papa in heaven that says that he loves you more than you love yourself. No matter what you've been through, use it as an advantage and not a disadvantage, because God is going to get the glory out of your story. You do not have to stay wounded, because you are somebody's testimony, but you have to be healed yourself. Sometimes they say unpack the luggage that we're dragging around, that dead weight all of our life. What I had to do was unpack a luggage store. Amen.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and 50, I'm like, I didn't even know she was 50. I'm surprised. You got it going on. Look, if anybody who's on this show happened to see our flyer, she looks like she's in her 30s, in her, you know, early 30s. So I'm like, wow. God is really good. But one of the things I wanted to share is when you first came through the seminar, you barely spoke a word. Like you would not really talk to people. And even when you first started coaching, what you first started doing was just giving up your time, not getting in front of the group and speaking to the group, and now we can't get you to be quiet, thank God. But thank God around the world, and you've been helping people to come to get their breakthroughs, young people and adults, and I want you to share a little bit about your ministries, but, you know, the difference that 7 years has made, and it's been, you know, it didn't take you quite 7 years to get to the point where you're ministering like you are today. But a lot of times when we go through life, you know, we want that immediate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're working out and you start doing squats and sit-ups, you've been doing it for 10 days, and you say, I haven't seen any change, and you quit. But you continuously kept on going. And, of course, you have a couple different ministries that you do today. And I want you to share with our listening audience, because it took you, you had to build these ministries and it took you time. You didn't give up. You kept on going. But share with us the ministries, because, again, I want them to, our listening audience, to hear just what God is doing in your life.
Well,
amen.
Before I get to the ministry, amen. Before I get to the ministry, I'm going to get through to the wilderness that I had to go through in order to get to the ministry, to find out who Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst truly was and who God called me to be. I had to go through a lot of pity parties. I had to go through, like, because you're either going through the storm or you're coming out of the storm. So when I would be addressed with a new storm, I'll have a pity party. I'll blow out the candle, because I know ain't nobody coming. Jesus ain't even coming. So then I go to the other extreme, and I put on my gloves and start swinging. In order to win this battle that you call life, as a Christian, we signed up for warfare. So we can't punk out of this battle. So I've learned that the fight, like you've never fought before, for you, for your gifts, or whatever God's called you to do. So I started fighting with God on my side, where I didn't have anybody on my side before. And I've never been a victim but a victor. So I fail a lot, and just like we've learned that, you have to be willing to fail often to only succeed once. So I have landed on my back multiple times, but I also look up so I can get up. I also keep the word of God in my heart. I also keep the word in my heart, so I just keep on swinging. In order to win this battle, you have to swing, batter, swing. You have to stay in the game in order to win it. I am the owner of Driven to Empowerment, because I do want to empower God's broken people to be the best that God has called them to be, no matter where they are in their life. I don't care how many mistakes you made, what mistakes you made yesterday, repent, turn around, and keep it forward. Because the devil knows what's in your life, and he's already seen the score, and you win. So I've also have driven to empowerment. And so I'm honored to be a servant in God, and whatever God has for me, I want to end up leave this world empty for his people. Amen.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, one of the things I would like for you to share is probably the first time that you really started seeing God taking you to the next level. You know, we all have those touchstones that we have to start building and recognizing that road, that yellow brick road kind of, so to speak, where you know, okay, God took me this first step, God took me this second step, so that you can recognize that you're walking and that you don't have to continue crawling. So what was one of the first things that God did in your life helping you to recognize that you were going to another level?
Well, actually, God did a major detox. He took everybody out of my life that couldn't go with me to the next season. He took everything and everybody out of my life that couldn't go to the next level with me.
Mm.
He took all the material things that I thought that was important. He made me lose all of that. So he took me down to nothing, so he can build me up for something. Before I can go to the next level for him, I had to get rid of some constraints. I had to be built for it, for the task, because what I had before he did all of that, I wouldn't have been prepared to do what I'm called to do. So he had to put me into his boot camp to take care of that. So I've been in training, major training. And it was a yellow brick road, but it must have been a whole big circle, because he took me all around, and he changed me. But each thing that he took me through made me stronger and built more muscle and more muscle and more muscle. So I'm stronger than I've ever been in 50 years. But I don't have anything what the world says, but I'm prepared to do what he's called me to do and to speak into the lives that he wants me to speak into. Amen.
Amen, amen.
That's powerful. Definitely powerful. Let me ask you, was there at any point during this journey, and I'm sure it was, but point during this journey where you just felt like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I we kind of go through this thing, especially women, where I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I don't do this right, I don't do that, and we find ourselves, I don't know if anybody will keep it real, but sometimes we find ourselves, like you said, constantly comparing ourselves to the Juanita Bynums and the Joyce Myers and the Paula Whites of the world, and we look at them and we say, I don't have that much anointing, I can't do it like this, and I can't. Did you have any parts of that journey where you just felt so inadequate?
Well, the key question in that phrase right there, and you want somebody to go keep it 100, Evangelist Willette Hurst is going to keep it 100, because I want people to be healed. I want people to be transparent and to see the real, so they know they can survive whatever God has put them through. When was a time when I wasn't comparing myself? When was it a time where I didn't feel inadequate? When was it a time where I didn't feel like I was failing all over the place? When I was looking at everybody else succeeding and I was falling on the ground and I couldn't dust myself off at times? When was it where I thought I was too fat, I was too ugly, and everybody else was smarter than me and I was dumb because that's what my mother told me? When was it a time? So when was the time when I wasn't fumbling, when you're comparing yourself to the way somebody else is preached? Even when I came to Boston Movement, until I knew who I was and I watched other coaches teach, I would want to try to emulate them because I'm like, wow, even close to the dot, ooh, look how pretty she is. Look how Our GMT teaches. Oh, look how Coach teaches. But remember, that was still because I didn't know who I was. I was a chameleon. Whatever I seen, yeah, that's what I adapted, yeah, because I had no foundation. My parents didn't give me a foundation. So I was going from the left, I was going through the right. So that's why, so I was going from back to back. So, no, I didn't know who I was. So there was a time, all the time, until, like, just, you know, till I finally figured out who I was within the 7 years. So I've always, but I've learned that Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst is different. My DNA,
amen,
is different.
Amen.
My fingerprints are different. So I work whatever God gives me on my level now. So I don't compare myself, and I stay in my lane. So I don't go veer to the right. I don't veer to the left anymore. I just look up. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, when we were talking about doing this show, that's one thing that we did say, that one thing that we know about you is that you're going to keep it raw and you're going to keep it 100. Again, I love that about you, and that was such a real answer. You know, we don't want to give the religious answer, because there's no breakthrough in the religious answer. There's,
yeah,
breakthrough in the real answer. And again, we want our listeners to know that, you know, every person that you see, every leader that you see, they have a struggle. They have something that they're going through, but the difference is, like Coach Willette, Evangelist Willette just said, is that instead of continuously looking at people's feet and looking at the people around them, they look up and they keep their eyes and their mind stayed on God. Because when you can keep your mind and your eyes stayed and focused on God, and he keeps telling you that you are his greatest miracle, and he keeps telling you that you have the victory, you can only walk into the ring thinking that you're the champ.
Amen.
And you can't get out the ring until you win the fight, because you're like, no, wait a second. I'm the champ. That means I'm supposed to win. So you're going to keep on fighting until you win.
You know, I like the fact that you said, you know, we are coming in the time. First of all, we know that the spirit of imitation,
uh-huh,
has been in the church for a long, 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 long time, even with the Pharisees, that Pharisee spirit. And we see it hasn't worked. It has not worked, and we see that in the body right now. We see the flip and flopping, you know, 1 foot on one side of the fence and 1 foot on the other, and we'll fall for anything. We won't stand for nothing. We see it. We're seeing it with the – this is a perfect time. We're seeing it with the elections and politicians, and how we're getting so caught up in what's going on in the world that we're forgetting that we are supposed to be in the world but not of the world. We're,
mm-hmm,
forgetting that. And we're getting so caught up about being not just in the world but of the world that we're missing it. And so when you said about, you know, being authentic and just keeping it real, and that is, and the word of God is real. When we look at it from the spirit, because it said the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you guys were saying, I just wanted to share really quick Romans, because we were talking about, you know, just being you and letting God do, you know, let God use you,
uh-huh,
for what he's created you. You said your fingerprints is different. None of us got the same fingerprint, which is an indication that none of us is the same.
Mm-hmm.
We could be identified because we're uniquely different, you know. And so Romans chapter 12 and verses 6 through 8 talks about that. And I just want to read it real quick and I'm going to step away. But I like to provide scripture. I like to provide scripture because when we're talking and we're talking through just letting the Spirit of God use us, for people that's listening in, I want them to know that even though we may not be talking like you used to talk, this is not church as usual. So you may not hear that, but I want you to know it's biblical. Even though we're keeping it real.
Amen.
And we're keeping it real, and we're coming at you hard, because guess what? The world is coming at you hard. I was telling somebody, you don't lose who you are when you come out of the world. Because in the world, I was passionate. In the world, I wasn't a punk. So when I came over to Christ, that didn't change. My passion for my passion for people and seeing people delivered is still, it's radical. It's unorthodox. You know, my passion for seeing people.
Love
Lord,
it.
It really, and I still get angry. I just be trying not to sin. Because the word of God said, anger and sin not. I still get angry, but I be like, girl, don't you sin. Don't you sin. You know, be angry, just, you know. But that's a little humor. But, no, that's real, though, you know. So, anyway,
that's real.
Is telling, yeah, it's real. I'm angry, but I'm learning in anger that the anger has nothing to do with my love. And before I compare anger, if I'm angry, then I can't love you. And now I'm realizing I'm still going to love you. You did something, you disappointed me or whatever, but I'm still going to love you, and I'm supposed to let it go. I'm not supposed to hold on to that thing.
Amen.
I'm not going to carry it with me. But Romans said, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you, not as much faith as God has given Coach D, but as much faith as God has given you. And then the other thing it goes on to say, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility serious. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. In other words, he's saying what God has given you, use it.
Amen.
And be the best. If God told you to clean toilets, then be the best toilet cleaner you could be.
Amen.
You know, it's just saying be the best. Don't compare. Because God may have not called me to do what you do.
Amen.
God may not be speaking to me about a certain area of my life, but he may be speaking to you about it. So when we start comparing ourselves, we get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
The comparison came in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. When they sinned, the eyes was open and now it became a comparison. Ooh, you got one of those. I ain't got one of those. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a comparison. And so I'm just saying, be who God's called you to be. Be your authentic self. And that only starts with a vertical relationship.
You know, and one of the things I do want to share is when we start comparing ourselves with each other, we take away what we're doing. And Coach Charles Harrell said it so well this weekend. He said we as humans have the tendency to subtract and divide. God mm-hmm. is in the business of addition and multiplication.
Amen.
When we start comparing ourselves, what we do is we take away from who God has called us to be. We start saying somebody is either more than or less than. In order for somebody to be more than, somebody has to be less than. And usually, most of the time it ends up being us.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start saying that you are less than, what you're saying is that the price that Jesus paid when he went to the cross was not enough.
Wow.
Because you're saying that you are not enough.
Yeah.
And so we want to get out of that habit. One of the things that I always teach my girls, and anybody who knows me hears me say this, is that women cannot compare themselves to each other. You cannot compare yourself to another woman. We cannot compete against each other. Because there's no one who can do the things you do the way that you do it.
Yeah.
Nobody at all. And so we have to stay in a place where we recognize who God has called us to be and what God has called us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, of course.
Can I interject on the comparison? And I'm going to give you an example as far as the comparison. That's just like when you're on the road driving, comparing yourself to everybody else. You look to the right, to the left, then you start veering all over the road, and then you don't accomplish what God wanted for you to accomplish because you all over the place. Then about comparing ourselves, there's always somebody that's going to look better than you, always going in other people's eyes. The world is always looking to tell you who you're not, who you don't look like, and you're supposed to be this weight. You're supposed to look like this. You're supposed to look like that. And when we look at TV, we look at magazines, we look at everything else because we're looking for the world to validate us. when they tell you that you're supposed to be 110 pounds, the average person or something. Well, Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst, that probably was birth weight for me. So what happens is you look at who you are, who God created you to do, and work that thing on your level and bring your sauce to whatever you do. You have to bring your sauce to whoever you are, and you have to work it on your level. Whatever your gift is, like you said, cleaning the toilet, whatever you do, you give it on to God and do it with excellence. With excellence. Not half doing it, not comparing it to somebody else, but with excellence. Because he's going to bless you as long as you stay in your lane. As long as you stay on what he's called you to do, he'll bless you. But if you're out of order, if it's not his will, it's going to be your bill. So you have to listen to what he tells you and not the world. Stop looking for people's accolades to give you what he's already pre-qualified for you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I love how you talked about doing things in excellence. Because, again, when we don't do things in excellence, we shortchange ourselves. We shortchange God. And again, you start doing things less than your capability, less than your ability. And you set a mark for when you do things lower than your ability, lower than your capability, what you do is you set this this invisible ceiling that says, well, I'm really not, I really can't go beyond this mark. This is who I am, and this is how I always am. Mm-hmm. And there's only certain times where I can go above this level. So you always want to do things in excellence, because when you do things in excellence all the time, you actually increase your ability to do more, to be more creative, to get more achieved, and to get more done.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What we want to do now, of course, is make sure that we are opening up our lines to our listening audience. If we have any of our listeners who'd like to make a comment or ask a question, if you press 1 on your dial pad, that will let our team know to bring you in, that you have a question or a comment, and they will bring you in. If you are listening online, the only way that you can ask the question is by dialing into the show. And I want to give that number just in case anyone is online and they want to dial in to ask a question. That telephone number is 646-721-9678. Again, that number is 646-721-9678. And while we're doing that, we're, of course, leaving our lines open in case one of our listeners has a question. But, Coach Willette, can you tell us a little bit of, you have your own radio show. You're a radio host as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your show and how you got started, and what is it that you talk about on your show?
I currently have a show that I've been doing for a few months. It's on the Glory Network. It's called Driven to Empowerment. It's on every Wednesday from 4 to 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I empower, one of my gifts, like you said, you have to walk in whatever your gifts are, what Coach D said about walking in our gifts. One of my gifts is a gift of encouragement. So I walk in that. And what I do on my radio broadcast, and well, my radio broadcast, co-parenting with God, is that I encourage our listeners, our body of Christ, to whatever they've been through, to use it as an advantage and not a disadvantage. And that God has downloaded dreams, vision, and ideas for each person. And I encourage them to walk in whatever he's given them, and told them that they've been walking around for 10, 20, 30 years of being pregnant, and now it's time to birth whatever he's given them unto the world and stop being the birthing coach for everybody else and the cheerleader for everybody else, and get on the birthing table and birth out that baby, whether they are author, a foster parent, a business owner, whatever that gift is that they God has downloaded to them. I tell them that they're overdue, their water has broke, and it's time for them to get in the position. Their trials and tribulations that they go through are just those hard contractions. So don't stop pushing on the contraction. Go through that labor and deliver that baby. Just like when we give birth as a woman, when we go through labor, we cry about the labor and everything and scream and holler how much pain it is. But when we see that baby, we forget about all the pain and all the labor. Just like when we birth that dream, vision, or idea, we're going to forget about all that pain. But when we deliver that baby, we got to give it back to God so he can give it to the world. But we got to make sure that that baby looks like us. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. And how long, again, have you been doing your show?
I think about, it's been about 4 months, and let me tell you, I forgot to tell you how I got started. I actually, if I hadn't known who I was and about walking in faith and really applying the Word of God, because Boston Movement teach you about I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me by applying the Word of God, somebody presented me with doing the radio program. And when he told me to do the radio program, he was like, you have to have an open and a close. I said, okay. He said, you have to pick your date. I said, okay. You have to do the name of your ministry. I said, okay. And when it came to doing the day of the ministry, he said, well, I said, well, how am I going to do the radio program? He said, you will have to. I said, do I do a conference call? He said, you have to upload it and send it to me. And that became my radio program. And he's been giving me favor and truly loving me like God loved the church, him and his wife. And that's Victor.
Wow.
And I always call her the first lady. But because they were true Christians, they loved me up to see the gifts that God gave me. And God gave me a team for the task. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And, you know, from our conversation, I know that you are getting ready to have another show. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
I'm actually getting ready to relocate and being faithful to what God has given me to go to Atlanta, and I'm going to be the evangelist on BB Click in Atlanta. I'm going to be the Sunday evangelist. I'm going to be doing the prayer for the network, and walking into my new season. And so God has started me with the Glory Network, and to be honored to be a servant on your program. And for a person that didn't know who she was, for a person that used to look at the ground and was probably scared of my own shadow, I am honored to say that I can walk in a room and I'm a thermometer changer, because I know who I am. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And you know what? I heard you say that you're moving to Atlanta, that that's a faith move. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well? You know, I think, and not that I think, when God is calling us to do some things sometimes, we have to make sure that we're recognizing that we're walking in faith. And a lot of times it can be a scary place for people. So can you share a little bit about this faith that you're doing?
It is terrifying. Because on one moment you'll be like, okay, I'm trusting God. And then on another moment you're like, oh my gosh, how the heck is this going to work out? And Evangelist Willette Marie Hurst got a name for that too. I call that a bipolar Christian moment. Because one minute I'm like, yeah. Then I'm like, what the heck am I doing? I'm going to Atlanta because God told me it's time to get out of Moab and go back to Bethlehem. I'm supposed to go speak and to encourage God's kids again, to put the light back in their eyes. And it's time for me to go out of California. And it's a big move because it makes me nervous, because I was born and raised in California. I've been here for 50 years. And to listen to God to tell me, pick up your things, pick up your bed and move. where I have worked my whole life and since I was 16, and he took everything. When I said the major detox, he took everything away from me. So everything that I own now, I can fit into my little Corolla so I can be mobile. So he told me to go. And I'm being obedient. It is a true faith walk, but I have to be honest with you. It has made me nervous to do it because I've broken out in hives sometimes just thinking of the cost. But also, I cry a lot of times because I feel so honored that and because he's willing to use me as a vessel. Amen.
Oh, amen. 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 Yeah. Well, now, you with the Driven To, and I wanted you to, if you could give our listening audience some information, if they wanted to hear you on your radio broadcast on the Glory Network, can you give that information? What days, what hours are you on? You know, just some information so if someone wants to, you know, call, tune in to support and or listen, and then also, you know, the Driven To Empower, if somebody wanted to reach you, give us that information.
Okay, I sure will, Coach D. Actually, the Driven To Empowerment is on the Glory Network every Wednesdays, Pacific Standard Time from 4 o'clock to 4:30 p.m., and we're on the Internet, so it'll be www.theglorynetwork.org. That's www.theglorynetwork.org. If you want to get in contact with me, Evangelist Willette Marie Hirsch, for any reason, my number is 310-283-4171. And so you can listen to the program every Wednesday from 4 to 4:30. Amen.
Okay, so every Wednesday from 4 to 4:30. So 4 to 4:30 is Pacific Standard Time?
Yes, Coach D.
Okay, perfect. So, again, listening audience, if you would love, you know, I'm sure you've enjoyed tonight's show. It's been dynamic. And if you would love to catch Evangelist Willette Hirsch, you could catch her on theglorynetwork.org, theglorynetwork.org. And on Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then also, Evangelist, do you have can we give your email address?
Yes, you can. My email address is Driven, D-R-I-V-E-N, the number 2, Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, the letter U at gmail.com. Driven To Empower You at gmail.com.
Wow, and we're coming to the end of our show. But before we come to the end of our show, do you have any projects that you have coming up that you can share with us a little about what to expect in the future coming from Evangelist Willette?
Well, always Evangelist Willette Marie Hirsch, go keep it 100. So I have a book that will be coming out probably around April or May, and the book is called Don't Let the Wig Fool You. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, you don't have to look like what you're going through because you serve a God. Have joy every day of your life. And so look forward to Don't Let the Wig Fool You. That's what's going on coming up.
Amen. Well, I tell you, listening audience, we want to give you another opportunity. If you are listening in to tonight's show, which has been just really a blessing,
yes,
you know, sometimes I get anxious for my people because, you know, if anybody knows anything, for example, Vertical League, that's been going on since 1985. And when you think about how many years that's been going on and people in the state didn't grasp it, but they took it all over the world. I'm just giving this as an example because this is something I can relate to. They took it all over the world. So while it was in the states, their family, friends, you know, just local churches and stuff would not embrace it. So they went to the Philippines. The Philippines ate it up, embraced it, and they've had 8,000 trained or more. They took it to Jamaica. They embraced it. They've had several thousand trained. They took it to Ghana. They embraced it, trained. They took it to the UK. They embraced it, trained. All these other countries and continents that they took it to, and the people embraced the teachings, embraced the curriculum, and they're just lives is dynamic behind it. And it took 20-something, almost 30 years that the U.S. is now beginning to embrace the curriculum, embrace the teachings, the principles, and it's all biblical. It's no cult. It's nothing different. It is the uncompromised word of God. And why I say that is this. You know, I thought about that because, you know, I think about people I know. You know, family and friends. And the word of God even said that Jesus was just the carpenter's son.
Mm-hmm.
And when shows like this come, they're so dynamic in content, and the content is so rich that it could truly just be a blessing to people I could think of off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always those people you can never get to listen, to commit, to tuning in, to commit, you know. And you always go to your family first. It's natural, because when you find out something good, whether it's a good restaurant, a good hairdresser, a good place to get your nails done, your feet done, let's keep it real. We telling everybody.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Check this out. My God, this food is good. I know I am, and I'm a foodie. So I'll be like, oh, yeah, they got some good sushi over here. Oh, yeah, they got some good people. You know, I'm telling
yep.
people. Same thing with it is when I you know, hear a good word. You know, when I get a good word, even at my church, I'm like, hey, this is good over here. You need to come. And I guess why that came up to mind, because how much we miss out on as people, how much we miss out on because, you know, we just, you're looking at the you're looking at the package. You know, you're looking at,
mm-hmm.
Instead of hearing the message and letting the message minister to you, you're looking at the messenger. And we, you know how women can be catty and petty.
Yeah.
You know, her hair like this. And, oh, you know what? How she going to know something? She got three stomachs. And, you know, we just.
And that's so true.
We'll miss out on
oh,
our
my purpose. Gosh.
Oh, you know, ooh. She can't tell me now. She had a glass of wine. I'm just keeping it real. And we will
no,
take
that's
those
real.
Little, yeah, we'll take those little situations, and we'll miss out on the blessing that God is using mm-hmm. that person, and that person is a willing vessel and said, Lord, no longer I but you. I'm
but
letting
you live.
Use me, Lord. I'm not, Moses said, Lord, I can't talk. Moses was a stutterer. And God had a great mission for Moses. And Moses was like, Lord, I know you ain't talking about me. I stutter. I can't talk in front of a crowd. I'm shy. I get embarrassed. I break down. I shrink. You know, all these things Moses was telling God. And God said, that's okay. I'm going to send Aaron with you. You know, he always make a, he always have a ram in the bush, so to say. You know what I'm saying? He always make, you know, he always makes sure that he gives us exactly what we need for what he sent us to do. And so with that woman of God, it's been a blessing. I just enjoyed hearing your testimony and hearing where you're at and where you come from. And what I would like to do, even before we sign off, if any of our guests, if you have a question or a comment about tonight's show, dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. We would love to hear from you. If the show's been a blessing to you, you can, again, dial 1 on your dial pad, and we'll love to hear from you. We're going to continue on. And, Minister LaDon, what I would like to do is pray for our sister's journey.
Oh, amen.
Pray for our sister's journey.
Amen.
That's a big step, and I, and like you said, it's totally a faith walk, and you know through your personal relationship that you heard God. And we do have a caller that has a question. Caller, area code 562, the last 4-1130.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
I came on the line and I said, ooh. Now, some people there may know who I am, but I came on the line, I said, I know that voice. And it's a friend. I was so, and I had to call her friend and put her on the line. So I want to tell you, I was so thrilled to hear you this evening, young lady. I was just so thrilled to hear you. You were uplifting. It was a delight to hear. It was funny. I really want to say I enjoyed your testimony. And I know you, and I know what you're trying to reach. So be blessed, my sister. Be blessed. Thank you.
Who do I have the pleasure to speak to?
Miss King.
Miss King. Okay, who? Give me a little more information.
You always go to my mother's house.
Miss King.
You know my sister. You know my sister.
Huh?
You know my sister.
Who is your sister?
You go
Come
to my mother's house. Tanisha.
Oh! Who is this?
Who is Tanisha?
Oh, I know who it is.
I just enjoy my sisters. And I do listen in. And I heard tonight, I came on, I said, oh, I know that voice. I said,
is this Ingrid?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ingrid.
Hey, family.
Hey, family. My sister's there, and my sisters are there, and I just want to say I really enjoyed listening to you tonight. So be blessed, and girl, you keep reaching for the stars because they're going to be at your reach. Don't give up. That's
Thank
why
you.
We
you know my, and you know my journey, so you know I'm keeping it 100.
100, baby. 100. That's what we need to do. So I just want to tell you, I heard you enough. You ladies have a good night.
Thank you. Love you, family.
Love you, too.
Hey, man, look at there. That is a small world. Small world. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We are going to pray
okay.
for you, my sister. So, Father God, we lift our sister up before you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we pray that you will make her path perfect, Lord, that her journey, Father God, will be all about you, Lord, that you would have already prepared her and prepped her for a time such as this.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we pray that your angels will be encamped round and about her, Father, that they will protect her, Father, that they will prepare the highways and the roadways, Father God, that when she gets where she needs to be, Lord, that everything, every need will be met, Father, according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Father, that she's saying yes, Father God. She's saying yes to you, Lord. And, Father God, that she would be blessed, that she would be blessed and highly favored, Father. Father God, we just thank you for her. We thank you for the ministry you have in her, Father. And we just thank you, Father God, for her being a blessing to the kingdom of God. And, Father God, that she will go out and make disciples in a time such as this. For, Father God, we know that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And, Father, we just thank you for the laborers that say, yes, Lord, yes, I'll go. And we thank you that our sister is going, Father God. So, Father, be with her, Lord. Be with her, Father God. Encourage her. And, Father God, may your anointing continue to just be imparted in her. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Woo. Well, we thank you, audience, on tonight. Evangelist, is there anything else that you want to close?
I just want to say that anybody listening to my voice, know that you have everything that you need to do what God's called you to do. Now is the time for you to execute it. Know that God loves you more than you love yourself, and just keep it 100 about who he's called you to be. Amen.
Amen. Well, listening audience, we thank you for tuning in to Woman on this evening. Know that you are loved and appreciated, and we thank you for your continual support. We look forward to you tuning in next Tuesday as we continue to bring you quality guests and quality contents. And also feel free to tune in on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. Again, we thank you so much for your continued support. And do us a favor. Tell somebody. If tonight's show is a blessing to you and each of our shows on Tuesday nights are a blessing to you, let somebody know. Tell them to tune in to Woman to Woman, where we are definitely our sister's keepers.
Amen, amen, amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Woman to woman,
woman to woman,
songs of life we bring.
Songs of love and songs of
joy. Woman to woman. Yeah. Okay, Kayla. Sing it down low for
him.
Songs of life we bring,
songs of love and songs of joy.